This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
On today's podcast, Christina, we're going to find out how well you know me with a brand new game of Murray and Me.
Murray and Me. So Murray is your Murray dog.
He's my little... Yes, he's my
little
puppy.
Because he's a Murray Retriever.
Murray River Retriever.
Yes.
He's my little boy. And, you know, we're so close. We're such good friends. We do a lot of the same things. You're going to have to guess who did what.
Who did what?
Who did what?
Oh, tell me, who did what?
Well, you'll find out just after this. It's a Chris and Jess podcast. And it is now time for a brand new game.
He's a human and he's a dog, best friends that could ever be. Now it's time for a special game of Murray and Me.
Yes, it is time for a game of Murray and Me.
Is this really bad if I ask you to play that again? Just, it's brand new. I really like it. I like your singing, Jess.
Oh, thank you very much,
I
Chris.
Assume it's your singing.
It is my singing. Well, it's more talking, Murray and Me. But yes, so this game is all about whether Christina knows me very well as a friend or she knows my dog very well.
Yeah, play it again, Vic. Play it again if you've got it.
He's a dog, best friends that could ever be. Now it's time for a special game of Murray and Me.
Yes, it is a game of Murray and Me.
So, hang on. Murray is your dog.
Murray is my puppy dog, yes. And I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I wonder how well Christina knows me. Little Murray was playing around. And then I noticed Murray and I do some pretty similar things. Best way to figure
Man
this out.
Man morphing into his dog.
Or dog, you know, just really taking me on as a great role model. Now, I just sort of thought I'd come up with a little bit of a quiz so you can sort of guess who's who? Who did this? Who did what? We're playing for the Lassie Beethoven Trophy, which is basically just one of Murray's chew toys. So even if you win, I'll still have to take it home because it'll be mad at me. But
Lassie Beethoven.
Yeah, Lassie Beethoven Trophy, two of the greatest film dogs of all time.
Lassie and Beethoven.
Just for...
Oh, what about Milo and Otis?
Well, one was a cat.
I forgot which one was the dog. That's why I said both of them. Milo, I think.
So,
okay,
Christina.
Hit me.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
So, the question is it Murray or is it me?
Okay.
First question. Yesterday, this person, or dog, broke a game console controller.
Now,
keep in mind, I am unemployed at the moment, so I do have a lot of spare time on my hands. Am I getting frustrated at a video game? Or was it Murray?
It was you.
Was it me? Bow!
What did he break?
I came down in the morning and the little bugger was chewing on the knobs and it ripped him off.
Oh.
Murray, so minus 1 point to Christina. Obviously don't know me that well. I can control my emotions when playing video games.
Hold on. Why do I go to minus one? Don't I just stay at zero?
Okay, you're zero. No points. Hey, it's my game. It's Murray and Me. I can
all
take
right.
the points.
Fine, negative one.
Okay. Zero out of one. Bad rate. All right.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see if you can get to 50-50 here. Murray or Jess? Who made a friend at the park last week named Peter?
Oh, okay. So is Peter the name of a dog or a human?
That is the question.
Peter. Peter. Well, it's logical to be a human name, and you are very good at making friends. But then, who doesn't love a dog? I'm gonna just be a bit tricky here.
What are you going with?
Murray.
Incorrect!
Oh my gosh!
0-2, Christina. 0-2. You don't know me at all.
Murray made a friend. I mean, you made a friend.
I made a friend.
Called Peter.
I went down to shoot some hoops at the basketball court. There was another guy there. We started shooting some hoops, played a bit of one-on-one. Now we're basketball buddies. Very friendly.
I've got so much to learn in this new segment, Murray.
All right. This is the final question, Christina. How well do you know Murray or me?
Oh, shivers. Yeah.
Who graduated at the top of their class?
Is that it?
That's the question. Who graduated at the top of their class?
That's definitely Murray. It's not Jess.
Damn it, you're right. He was the valedictorian of puppy preschool.
Oh, valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
So does that mean that he poos in the right places and stuff?
Yeah, he could sit and have a few experiences, but he got a free pigsy for being valedictorian.
What's a pigsy?
Oh, it's like a little treat. A little chew toy treat.
Pigsy, yeah. Is that what you said, producer Vicky?
I think you're going to have to. I think you're going to have to brush up on your knowledge of me, Christina.
One out of three. I'm really looking forward to this weekly segment.
Well, tune in next week. Well, that means I get to hold on to the Lassie Beethoven trophy, which is great because Murray will be happy that it comes home.
I don't want it. It's probably covered in slobber.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.